Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. We're going to bring you a special episode, a conversation from earlier this week. Two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning is on to a new business venture, private equity. He and his new business partner, Steve Leibowitz, with the Brand Velocity Group, talked about Eli's next move on Bloomberg Radio this week with Paul Sweeney and Matt Miller.
Private equity in the sports biz, how can that go wrong? Former New York Giant quarterback and partner with the investment firm Brand Velocity, Eli Manning joins us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio, along with Brand Velocity founding and managing partner Steve Leibowitz. Eli, Steve, thanks so much for joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker
Studio.
Don't
we have to talk about sports first?
I'm a Wall Street guy. I'm a Wall Street guy. All these knuckleheads that want to talk sports. I want to talk Wall Street. So, Eli, private equity. You've now stepped back from football a few years. You and your brother are doing all kinds of crazy TV stuff, Omaha Productions, Manning Cast, which is very fun. But talk to us about kind of what you're thinking about in the private equity space.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to join with Brand Velocity Group. We've been with them about a year and just really have had a kind of a private equity one-on-one and learning about the business. And I've been a part of one acquisition, and it was in the sports world. It was Score Sports, which is a designer, manufacturer, seller of youth sports uniforms, which I am passionate about. I have four kids. They're playing every sport. I think that's one... business in area that so many people are familiar with. They love their kids playing sports, but it's also in a part of this where it is the costs are reasonable. Can get your jersey and your kit for $18 to $20, and so for me it's promoting families to get your kids outside, get them playing sports, get them in different things. It's the life lessons that are taught through sports, and so the cost of a uniform shouldn't be something holding your back from getting your kids out there and get them active.
Steve, talk to us about your view, your private equity view of sports. I was just mentioning that Eli, it just seems like I've been following the media industry for 30 years, and my big media companies, whether it's Disney or Viacom, they spend more and more and more on sports rights every year. It seems like a natural spot for private
equity. Yeah, but you're not buying the Big Ten rights. Like, what are you buying? How do you screen for companies?
Yeah, good questions. Sports, it really is the media, as you mentioned, that underpins all the growth with the media rights. And there's just a scarcity with all the entertainment options that people have out there nowadays. Live sports still is the king. And as long as live sports is the king, there's going to be insatiable demand for it. And that demand leads to the media rights, which in turn leads to the growth of the franchises. So we think it's a great industry. I mean, it's a broad industry. If you take sports adjacent, you're talking, $500 billion plus global industry. And it may be arguably one of the only industries that really is recession proof, because people always say recession resistant, recession proof. Sports, really, the data backs it up.
So what kind of companies are you looking at? What are the sizes? How long do you want to stay involved? What's your plan?
So we're looking at companies typically with 10 million of greater of EBITDA. We're looking at all sorts of businesses, consumer, sports adjacent businesses, as well as potentially minority interest in sports teams or controlling interest in sports teams in Europe. So those are all sorts of different things. I mean, like any other investment, you can't just rely on the greater fool theory. You've got to do your homework. You've got to look at the valuation. Sports clearly fetches more because of the growth, but you've got to be cognizant of it. And we will only swing at the pitch if we think it's the right pitch. That doesn't guarantee we'll be right, but you have to be super patient and super careful.
You were lucky not to get into the whole crypto thing.
Yes.
Because some of your rivals have been deeply involved with FTX. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes, I've heard some stories.
Other than Bonecoin, which you were shilling with Al Roker, right? Wasn't that it was like Frank's Red Hots.
Yes.
If you eat the most buffalo wings, you can get an NFT.
Yes.
But how did you avoid that? I mean, so many people were sucked in. I guess it was big money. It's an exciting story as well. Were you just too busy with other stuff?
Yeah, and I think just the idea that I just didn't quite understand it. Like, you know, there's something comes, you know, to that. And I didn't quite understand private equity a year ago also, but it made sense. Like, you buy a company that's has doing well, they're making revenue, they're making money, there's real growth, there's a profit there, and we can come in and make it better with crypto. You kind of heard these stories and people making gazillions of dollars and great, you know, but you just kind of didn't know, like, where it was going, how is this going to work out? So had a great team of people just saying, you know, let's just learn more. Let's learn more. And we just kind of kept trying to learn more, but never pulled the trigger on it.
So no crypto, but yes to private equity. And the cool thing is, you know, a skeptic or a cynic's view of private equity is, you know, these locusts that come in and eat up the company, borrowing tons of debt with the brand and then destroying the value of what the employees have built. You guys are doing it in a very different way. You are sharing the gains. I think that's like your mantra, right? Yes. And you're letting the employees in on the deal.
Yeah, and that's the idea. And that's why I got involved and Steve started this BBG and got involved just to change the culture of private equity. And he truly cares, and we care about the people. I mean, the people are the most important thing with these companies that we're looking at and the culture of these businesses. And we have a program called Share the Gains, where we're giving 10% of our carried interest back to the employees that are not part of the upper management. They're getting taken care of in different ways, but we want the people who are working at these companies to be a part of the success. You know, when we sell it and we make a profit, we want them to kind of be a part of that and know that they can, you know, if we do well, and they're going to do well also, and they're going to be a part of this, and it really creates a team environment.
Steve, what do you think, you know, partnering up with a guy as accomplished as Eli is in many walks of life, what does that bring to your firm to, and kind of how do you look to kind of leverage that?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that Eli is an incredibly humble person, and he is the same person in private that he is in public, which that's critical, because for us, like, culture is everything, and Eli is just perfect fit with our culture. Like, Eli, his passion for the culture of the companies, for you know, everybody loves Eli. So when Eli believes in
except
something,
except for Tom Brady, I mean,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, so, and Tom Brady's parents probably as well.
Probably, yeah.
A few Super Bowls taken away there between Eli and Peyton, but we love you know, his connectivity. I mean, and everybody loves him. And when he says it, he's saying what the truth and what he believes. So it just really fits well with what we want to do and getting our message out with Share the Gains.
Yep.
You know, we view that as very important. We think private equity often, you know, companies aren't made of spreadsheets. They're made of people, and private equity often loses sight of that. And Eli is a big believer in the message. He really can get that message out, and our hope is to really make an impact through that message.
Up next on the show, more Eli Manning. What more could you ask for? That's straight ahead on the Bloomberg Business of Sports and Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues of the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. We're listening in on a conversation our colleagues Matt Miller and Paul Sweeney had with two-time Super Bowl champ Eli Manning.
He's a partner at Brand Velocity Group and was joined by a BVG founding and managing partner, Steve Leibowitz. Let's listen in.
The Manning Cast, that is fun.
Everybody loves to watch it. It's a new format, and it's something that I thought this was going to, something like this was going to happen 10 years ago, and nobody ever really did it right until you guys have done it. What's been your experience? How do you get into it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we got into it, just the idea. We saw, you know, Kurt Herbstreit broadcast the game because he had COVID. And so he couldn't be at the game. So he just
At the Ohio State University.
Yeah, the Ohio State,
exactly.
Okay.
So he just did it from home and kind of talking with Peyton. I said, well, I want to broadcast games from home. That sounds pretty good. Like sitting on my couch, watching football, making fun of my brother, like that sounds like a good job. And you're like, pay me for it? Like, yeah, I mean, I know I went to Ole Miss, but I know a good deal when I see one. And so that was the idea, and really, you know, just saying, hey, what would it be like if Peyton and I were in your living room watching the game? How would we watch it? You know, we're not going to talk about the first and 10 run for 2 yards and tell you where the running back went to college. Like, we don't know that answer. We don't know where he went to college, and you probably don't care either. So let's bring in some guests, have it fun. We'll talk some X's and O's, tell you what's going through the quarterback's mind right now. What, you know, how should they handle this situation? Have Peyton call 67 timeouts, you know, when Denver needs to call a timeout.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, it's really just kind of having fun and in a different way to watch the game.
And you guys get a great list of guests that come in. I mean, it's super eclectic. How does that all come about?
Well, I think you realize there's so many people that have a passion for sports and have a passion for football, and they grew up with a certain team, and we try to bring in people that are associated with one of the two teams playing that night, and whether it's Barack Obama or Snoop Dogg and them talking about the 80 Chicago Bears, 85 Chicago Bears, or the Steelers of the 70s with Snoop Dogg, and he's listing players that he grew up watching. So, you know, Condoleezza Rice talking about the Browns. I mean, you have so many people that have a passion for their hometown football team, and for them to kind of talk about that and get it out, it's natural for them, and we have fun, and we don't ask any hardball questions like you guys are asking today. We try to keep it pretty simple.
You guys, you've been so busy since leaving the NFL. You have a job, like a day job with the Giants, and you're doing the Manning Cast and the private equity.
Eli's Places.
Exactly. So
how's Eli's Places going to play out? Are you going to keep doing those?
We got to decide. I got to talk with Big Bro, and I'm up for a contract renewal. So I'll have to, you know, have some tough discussions with him, I think.
But you really have, and Peyton as well, developed a knack for broadcasting, and, you know, a way that a lot of athletes can't. Are you going to be appearing in Hollywood movies? Is there any plan
not.
For
I hope not.
What's your agent say?
I don't consider myself a broadcaster, by the way. I don't think I would have been good at broadcasting in the typical way of being in studio and booth and doing those things. I think the fact that I could sit on my couch, you know, just talk football, keep it very casual, fits more style for me. And so I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I enjoy the football part, staying involved in the game. I enjoy, but also learning about private equity. And, you know, each day and each deal we look at and company we look at, I'm learning something new and just understanding how businesses work. And, you know, just the time frame of how you decide whether you want to buy a company, like looking at the profit loss, looking at statements, looking, you know, due diligence, you know, giving a pitch. All these things were new to me, exciting for me, and I'm enjoying the process.
Hey, Steve, you're no slouch yourself. I mean, you know, you went to some trade school up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I think. New York State high school chess champion?
What's the difference between Harvard and Ole Miss, really?
Yeah, at the end of the day. I mean, you got to take English, you got to take math. What's a big deal?
A lot of people call Harvard the Ole Miss of the North.
Exactly. Well, we interview every Thursday Coach Murphy from Harvard, because we carry the Harvard football games up in Boston on our radio station. You're a Bills fan. Tough 2 weeks, dude. But you got a great quarterback. Don't worry about it. But this is the story I want to get. Your family farm is supplying this year's Rockefeller Christmas tree?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just nuts. Yeah, basically, so my family...
Did like your great-grandfather plant it or something? I mean...
It was like 90 years old,
yeah.
So I don't even know who planted it. But our family my father's generation owns the property, and the head gardener at Rockefeller Center was actually... And they get hundreds of submissions for the tree, and so he was going to drive to see another tree in Glens Falls, and he was driving down the street, happened to drive by a vacant lot which had the tree on it,
right,
which we own. He's like, That is the tree.
That's the
tree. So our tree was like discovered like a 1920s starlet or something.
Right.
So it's just like a wild experience, you know, for us to
have. Well, you got to be the tree lighting. Then,
the Leibowitz family tree.
Of course.
Everyone's gathered around for Christmas.
Ring,
right? Yeah, Eli, give me 30 seconds on the Giants 7-2.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are good. I think we've got a quarterback too, by the way. He went to Duke, so he's with me. What do you think?
Yeah, Daniel Jones is playing great. Saquon's running hard. Defense is playing well. So, and the most important thing, they're finding ways to win close games, and they're finding ways to close games out. And that's something we haven't been able to do for a while. And what that does, it also just prepares you for late in the year. You're gonna have these close games. Can you win them? They're kind of tried and tested, and I think it's gonna be a good run.
If you ever get tired of having Barack Obama or Condoleezza Rice over. You know, Paul and I are happy to come over and watch a game with you.
Absolutely. You're in Summit already, so exactly. You're right down the neighborhood. Knock on the door.
Cool. Good stuff. Eli Manning, he plays football. I don't know what he does. He's doing a ton of stuff.
He's doing private equity.
He's doing
broadcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, no sitting on the couch for this guy. Steve Leibowitz, he's managing partner, founder of the firm is known as Brand Velocity, and they joined us here in a Bloomberg Interactive
BVG.
Broker student. They're doing some good stuff. We appreciate them stopping by.
That was New York Giants legend Eli Manning and his partner at Brand Velocity Group, Steve Leibowitz. Special thanks to our colleagues Matt Miller and Paul Sweeney. You can hear them on Bloomberg Markets every weekday on Bloomberg Radio and on their podcast, The Tape. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.